December 24th, 2012. Orion pulled back from his parents to realize that everyone had left the arena, except Apollome. Her crystal tears glistened against her pale cheeks as she watched them. "What I did to all of you was inexcusable. I lashed out in anger and pain, and what I thought was vengeance was nothing more than selfish envy. Because I knew I'd never be able to hold my baby. I took that pleasure from you, and for that I am truly, truly sorry. But your son is why I saved the Apollites. Once my anger cooled, and I realized how wrong I was, I kept him safe for you both."
Orion looked at his parents. In all fairness, she did. A tick worked in Styx's jaw.
"I can't even begin to put into words how infuriated I am that I was alive and imprisoned and missed seeing my son grow up."
Apollome nodded. "I know, Styx." Orion tugged at his father's arm. "And I can testify to that. I've witnessed her pain firsthand." Nodding, Styx met Apollome's gaze levelly.
"Oddly enough, Apollome, I can't find any hatred for you right now. I'm too grateful to have them with me to waste 1 minute thinking about anything else."
Bethany took his hand and Orion's. "I will probably hate you in the morning, Paul. But tonight, I'm with Styx. I just want to be with my boys for a while."
Apollome inclined her head to them.
"The others quietly made their way back to the main temple and left the three of you to your privacy. Know that if you ever need anything, I will be here for you."
Her shade returned to Colossus. Styx turned toward Orion and his mother.
"All I want to do is spend the night talking to both of you, but..."
"Shit to do," Orion said for him. Bethany tisked at Orion. "Who taught you how to speak?" Orion grinned unabashedly. "She's gonna be in for a rude awakening with all the modern changes and gadgets, isn't she?"
That deepened her frown.
"How long have I been gone?"
Styx checked his watch.
11,539 years, 183 days, and roughly 10 hours, give or take a few minutes.
Bethany gaped. "You really did count the heartbeats."
Styx slid the sleeve back on his arm to show her where he'd carved her name.
"You have no idea."
Orion's stomach sank as he realized that it was his name there, too. Damn, all the times he'd seen it. "This is my Solren." He was the baby in those drawings that Styx had labored over. It was so humbling to know exactly how much his father had wanted him. Until his mother kissed his name on his father's arm, then lifted her lips to his.
Orion whistled low.
"You know, this would be awkward if you weren't my parents. The parental designation ups the ick factor exponentially." Yeah, it was probably immature, but he really couldn't help it. There was something biological going on with his body, but yeah. Laughing, Bethany pulled away to frown at him. "I am desperate to know you." She looked back at Styx. "And you and I have a lot to talk about, but..."
Styx sighed.
"We have gods to attend to."
She nodded. "I want to make sure they never threaten us again."
"I couldn't agree more," Orion concurred. Bethany took their hands and teleported them to the main temple. As soon as she saw the signs of battle and the amount of blood on the walls and floor, she sucked her breath in sharply. Horrified, she met Styx's sheepish gaze. "Please, tell me that's not yours."
"Some is, but a lot of it was demon brain. That bastard bleeds like a slaughtered pig."
When she started forward, Styx refused to let go of her hand. She turned back with a frown. The agonized fear in his eyes made Orion wince.
"I let go of your hand once when I didn't want to, and it was the biggest mistake of my life, one I never intend to make again."
She laced her fingers with his and pulled him toward Acheron, who sat on his black throne, surrounded by the others. Orion hung back and moved to stand with Davin, who held an ice pack to his head. You all right? Davin nodded. Sure. Good to be hit in the head from time to time. He shook his head at the sarcasm. Rolling his eyes, Orion took stock of who was remaining among their numbers. Most of the gods were gone. The only ones left were Mott, Sin, Artemis, Semi, Apollo, and Zarina. Bethany moved to stand near the throne. Styx pressed himself against her back and wrapped his arms around her waist, then rested his chin on top of her head as if he were afraid to let her go for even an instant. Acheron looked at them.
Catch us up?
Styx asked. Semi blew an irritated breath out.
Aqui won't let me eat any of them nasty gods! What's the world coming to when a demon goes to beg for tidbits, not even a finger sandwich? Tragic. Terribly tragic.
Orion laughed. Styx whispered in Bethany's ear,
Explain Semi later.
Acheron let out a huh sound over Semi's words.
Well, after the way you took Archon's head, the rest are more than happy to be returned to stasis. But I was thinking of allowing a couple of them to be siphoned off by Cat and transitioned into the human world.
By Styx's expression, Orion could tell he wasn't thrilled with the idea, but to his credit, he didn't dismiss it out of turn.
Which ones? I wasn't going to make the offer without conferring with you first. I know they were less than kind to you while you were here, and if you want to gut them, I'm going to help you.
Bethany looked up at Styx with a frown. When did you two become friends? Styx kissed the tip of her nose.
About 5 minutes before you woke up.
Her scowl deepened.
DeCostas,
Acheron continued.
I was going to leave alone. As long as you agree, he seems to be decent enough.
Bethany nodded. He is extremely trustworthy and loyal so long as no rules are broken. Orion didn't have a problem with that.
Will Epithemia get her powers back?
Styx asked. Sin laughed uproariously.
Hell to the no, trust me. When Cat removes your powers, they stay gone. Technically, in theory. Cat could give them back, and I hate speaking for my wife while she's not here, but I'm pretty sure Epi is gonna learn to be without.
Orion laughed under his breath.
Yeah, Sin would definitely be the expert on that. He could imagine the fights the two of them must have at home.
Leto is with Set, and I'm not about to step in on that, especially given what Seth and Artemis have told me about her and what she's done to all of you.
Artemis lifted her chin proudly. Yes, we threw her over the trolley. Acheron groaned.
Under bus, Artemis. You throw people under a bus.
Whatever. My mother threatened my baby, and my loyalty is to Katra and Mia and no one else. Until Katra has more children, and they have babies. But that's it.
She pursed her lips.
Oh, wait, there is one more, but that really is all, and it's not the bitch who hurt my girl. Either of them. I want Epithemia for my personal collection.
Acheron met Styx's gaze.
If anyone can make someone's life a living hell, I can personally attest to Artemis's expertise.
Orion choked on that comment, and especially the murderous look Artemis gave him. Styx nodded.
I'm in accord.
Me too, Mott agreed.
Which leaves us with Apollo.
Acheron paused to sweep his gaze around the room.
Most of us have an equal claim against him, so I have no idea how to be fair about his fate.
Artemis sighed.
Even though I'd love it, you can't kill him.
All of a sudden, Styx started laughing in an evil tone that sent a chill down Orion's spine as he couldn't imagine what he meant.
Bethany frowned. Why does that scare me?
Because I have the perfect gift for someone. Even Semi will approve.
Apollo shouted in outrage around his gag as he fought against Artemis's Dictaeon net that held him tighter than a fly in a spider web. If he had his regular powers, he'd be able to escape, but Orion's present, Verlin's necklace, kept them drained. Orion chuckled like a bad cartoon villain. "Remind me to never, ever piss off my father? And I don't mean Stryker. Damn, Pops, this is so cold." Artemis smiled. Yes, well, payback's a cat. Acheron sighed and shook his head.
I absolutely give up.
All right, Styx said, hauling Apollo to his feet.
One special delivery.
He kissed Bethany before he looked at Acheron.
Take care of my girl. I'll be right back.
He turned to Orion.
You ready?
For this shit? Oh, yeah. Artemis was right. Payback was a cat, and he was ready to meow. After you, Solren. To Orion's shock, Styx teleported them directly into Apollomy's garden, where she sat, gazing into her mirror. Gasping in indignation, she rose to her feet. What is this? Orion covered his father in case she blasted him. Ever fearless, Styx forced Apollo to kneel before her, totally naked and bound. Apollo had no choice but to obey. Orion would feel sorry for the Olympian had the bastard ever shown his people an ounce of mercy or compassion. But really, he wanted to see him cry. Styx saluted Apollomy.
I come bearing gifts, my lady.
Inclining his head to them both, Orion removed the necklace from Apollo. I'll return this to Davin and be right back. Orion teleported to the home Davin once shared with Paris. Davin was waiting for him. The relief on his face was tangible. He pulled Orion against him and held him close. You ever scare me like that, and I will gut you. Oh no, sorry. Swallowing hard, Davin let him go. You know you're all I have, right?
Oh no.
We've been through a lot. Orion glanced around the sparse cottage that hadn't changed in all the centuries he'd known him. Have you thought about my offer? For the last 4 years, Davin had been able to walk in daylight. There was no reason for him to live here anymore. The Apollomians were free to leave. They weren't locked here. Most stayed out of loyalty to Apollomy, who couldn't leave. But Orion and Acheron had offered sanctuary to Davin for all the years of service he'd given them. Davin's eyes turned bright with unshed tears. I can't leave, Ori. This is all I have of Paris. All my memories are here.
You can't move on, either.
Who says I want to? Orion could respect that. Pulling him close, he kissed him on the forehead.
You know where I am if you need me.
I know. Love you.
You too, brother.
Yet walking away from him was always hard. Davin had always been the one constant in his life. If anything ever happened to him, Orion wouldn't be able to cope. Not wanting to think about it, he headed back to Apollomy's palace, where he left Styx, his birth father. Styx looked at him, then smiled at Apollomy, who was salivating over her gift.
Enjoy.
Together, they teleported back to Bethany, who was holding Sebastos, while talking to Tori and Mott. Orion had a surreal moment when it slammed into him again that she was his mother, especially when she glanced over at them and smiled. There he is, Paz. Say hi to Uncle Styx.
Hi, Uncle Styx,
he said, laughing and bouncing in Bethany's arms. She tickled his belly until he squealed and kissed her, his little hand tangled in her long hair.
Are you all right?
Acheron asked as he came up behind Styx. Styx met Orion's gaze and nodded.
I am.
He took Styx's hand and squeezed it, then went to Bethany. He brushed his hand over Sebastos's curls.
Hi, boss.
You want to hold him? Tori asked. Styx shook his head.
I might break him and piss off Acheron.
Orion laughed. You can't break him, sweetie, Bethany said.
I don't know. Last time I held a child that age, I must have broken it, because it leaked all over me.
Bethany laughed so hard, she had to give Baz back to his mother before she dropped him. Tori kissed Baz's head. You're right, Bethany, he's hilarious. And now that he's back, Mott said, we need to finish something. Will all of you excuse us?
Orion frowned. Should I be worried?
Ash took his son from his wife.
No. They're going to finish the ceremony to reunite Bethany's heart. It's all good.
Ah.
Don't look so worried, Orion. They'll be fine.
Ash said that, but something wasn't right. Orion could feel it. His family was reunited. He should feel whole again. And a part of him did, yet he glanced around the room, and he still had that vacuous ache that defied explanation. Alexion and Danger were sitting with Zarina and Simi, laughing. Tori and Ash and all seemed okay. But something wasn't right. Something cosmically was out of order. Every daemon and demigod sense he possessed knew it. Closing his eyes, he swore he could see the atoms of the universe realigning, hear the ether whispering.
This isn't good. The winds of change were coming, and they were bringing with them the scythe of upheaval. Nothing was ever going to be the same again.